Welcome to the self-guided tour of the Morris Miller Library. My name is Anne, and I'm a librarian here. Along with my colleagues Felix and Rory, I'm going to take you around the library and show you what we have that you might find useful. Please use the map provided to move to each numbered listening point around the library while listening to the podcast. You should now be standing with your back to listening point 1. If you are not, please pause the track, proceed to listening point 1 on your map, and orientate yourself. Okay, so we're standing on level 2 of the library. Let's begin the tour by looking straight ahead. The desk closest to you is the client services desk. This is your first point of contact for all library and computer inquiries. Here, you can get help with borrowing books, crediting your printing and photocopying account, finding out your login details, booking group study rooms, help with any research questions, and help with any IT questions, including setting up wireless on your laptop. Remember, any questions at all while you're in the library, just go to the client services desk and they'll help you. Now, behind the client services desk, there is a white wall with two red stripes on its windows. Can you see it? Great. In this white wall, there are two holes. These are the book return chutes. The chute on the left is for reserve items. We'll talk about those in a moment. And the chute on the right is for general library items. When returning books, it's important that you place the correct book in the correct chute. Now, let's look to the left. See the room beyond the clear Lego-shaped gates? The books held inside this room are the reserve collection. These are high-use items, like textbooks and unit readers. These items can only be borrowed for 2 hours. Also in this room, you will find photocopiers and heaps of study spaces, with PowerPoints where you can plug in your laptop. Okay, now look straight ahead and to the right of the white pillar. See that computer screen with what looks like an arm extending from beneath it? That's our self-issue machine. You can use this machine to loan or renew your books. Very helpful if you dislike queues. Now, head around to your right and make your way to listening point 2. Okay, have you got your back to listening point 2? Good. You're now standing in Learning Hub 1. Let's start by looking straight ahead. You should see some round tables, which are great for studying or sitting and reading a newspaper. Don't have a newspaper? That's okay. If you look to the left, you'll see a rack of hanging newspapers. The library has some great subscriptions, so feel free to browse these. To the left of the newspapers, there is a glass cabinet. This is where new books are displayed. You might like to check these out too. Now, take a few steps to your right until you can see around the curved white wall that is in the middle of the room. You should see two photocopiers and two printers. To print or to photocopy, you will need to prepay for credit on your student card. Please see the client services desk to find out more about this. Just a quick note, remember that your student card is also your library card. You can use it to borrow books, reserve group study rooms, and, as I just mentioned, to credit your printing and photocopy account. Okay, now look a little further to the right again. In front of you, behind the sliding glass door, is Group Study Room 2. This is one of 7 group study rooms in the library. You can reserve these rooms at the client services desk. Finally, all around you, you will see lots of computers. Please feel free to use these. And if you have any problems using the computers or any of the equipment I've spoken about, yep, you guessed it, go and see the staff at the client services desk. Okay, now we're going to go back the way we came and up the stairs to level 3. Here we will find listening point 3 and Felix will take over the tour.
Hi, I'm Felix and I'm going to show you around level 3. Please stand with your back to the listening point sign, so that if you look to your right, you will see the two photocopiers. All the computers on this floor are available for you to use. They are provided by the university for the purpose of study, and during semester time there often aren't enough of them for everybody, so please be considerate if you're not using them for university work. There are printers available behind the curved white wall with the snowflake pattern. Turn your eyes slightly to the left of the snowflaked white wall. You should see a blue painting hanging on the wall of a woman with bright white arms. Look carefully. Do you see her? Good. The door to the painting's right is another group study room, which you can reserve. The door to the painting's left is the ladies' toilet. The men's toilet on this floor is located around the other side of the stairwell. Okay, now turn around and look behind you. You will see a shelf with some books. Walk several steps toward the shelf and then look to your right. Are you there? Here are the videos and DVDs that the library has. A lot of students like to borrow these to watch on a weekend. Further down the corridor are some of our general collection books. You'll find half our general book collection on this level and the other half on the level above. You'll soon hear about how the general collection books are arranged in the library, but for now, take a moment to wander around level 3 and explore. Become familiar with the layout. You'll find more meeting rooms and, perhaps more importantly, some great study spaces, which are very popular during semester time. When you've had a look around, please proceed up the stairs to level 4, and Rory will show you around from the listening point up there.
Thanks, Anne and Felix. Okay, my name is Rory and I'll be guiding you around level 4. You should now be standing with your back to listening point 4. Let's begin with the most important feature of level 4, absolute silence. Do you hear it? Quiet, isn't it? That's because level 4 is a silent study area. No noise, especially talking or answering mobile phones, is tolerated on this level. If you want to talk, you must go down to either level 3 or level 2. Okay, let's look to our right now. Do you see those shelves? They house more of the general collection books that Felix introduced you to on level 3. But what's special about those shelves is they are where the library book sequence begins. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, all the books in our library are arranged according to a classification system, with each book assigned a unique identifier made up of letters and numbers. This alphanumeric identifier, located on the spine of each book, helps you find the book on the shelf. Take a moment to turn around and have a look at the table behind you, or at the trolley that may be beside it. There may be some books there awaiting shelving. Do you see the letters and numbers on their spines? See how they start with two letters, followed by numbers? That is what will allow you to find the book. Now, reorientate yourself again and look to your right again at the shelves you were looking at a moment ago. Do you see those orange sheets on the side of the shelves? They will also help you find the book you are looking for. For example, if you used our catalogue and you were looking for a book that began with the spine letters DS, well, it'll be on that shelf right in front of you. Okay, let's reorientate ourselves with the listening point again. All done? Good. Straight in front of you are three computers. These computers are for accessing the library catalogue only. You would have seen the same setup on level 2 and level 3. Beyond those computers are more books and more study spaces. Now look slightly to your left and almost straight in front of you, and you will see some shelves with what appear to be thick, tall books on them. This is actually our serials collection, also called our journals collection. You can see how all these journals march off towards the left-hand wall. Now, you can't borrow these from the library, but please feel free to browse or photocopy any sections that you require. Okay, let's finish by looking directly to our left. Do you see all those white desks running away to the far wall and continuing around to the right? Very nice spaces. And I'm not the only one who thinks so either. These are the most desirable study spaces in the library, with desktop lamps and also PowerPoints into which you can plug your laptop. Word of advice though, make sure you get in early if you want one of these. And this concludes the tour. Take a moment to have a look around level 4 and check it out. And remember, any questions about the library, just see the staff on the client services desk on level 2. And enjoy your library. It's your space.